Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Have you heard that lifestyle brand Travis Matthew has launched their first ever women's line just in time for the holidays? Visit TravisMatthew.com/women and take 20% off your order with code LADY20. That's 20% off your entire order at TravisMatthew.com/women with code LADY20.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Good day.
Hello.
Good
day. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going really good. It's going really good.
Are you okay?
Care to elaborate on this podcast?
You know what?
For talking?
She's
thinking about something else.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm mad about my bangs. I should have never cut them, but they're almost back.
Your bangs. I want them back.
Really?
Yes.
I think it's time.
I thought you had that was your best haircut. Was the shag, because your face is perfect for a shag. Your hair is perfect for a shag. And actually, I just watched on TikTok, Jen Atkin made a TikTok of this girl who had beautiful hair, very similar to yours, but kind of like all one length. And it was like very heavy in the front of her face. Yeah. And the girl's like, what am I supposed to do with my hair? And then Jen Atkin spliced into it. And she was like, first of all, you have beautiful hair. And what your hair needs is some like shag, some long layers, like some featheriness around your face. And I think that's what you need too.
Okay. I'll go back to Becca says I need it.
It's going to be great for your new job because it's going to give you a look. I really
it's
love
like a
it.
Little, it's a little edge.
Yes. I love it when women have something that isn't just like a typical cut and paste hot girl. You know what I mean? Like I like it when you find something that's a little bit unique, but also suits you. That's the other thing. You can't do something that's unique for the sake of it being unique. Like me and a bang, I fucked up. I thought, this is unique. I'll be so cute. I looked like a troll. Mm. So you actually look great with something that is somewhat unique. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just really like it. And also seeing these girls come on tour and do meet and greets and just see them in the audience. Like, I just appreciated people with a little bit of like something.
With
something,
a thing.
Whatever your thing is.
I agree. I think that it would definitely like give you the X factor, you know?
Alexa Chung vibes.
How long?
Jack, I'm so glad you said X factor. This is going to bring into my good.
What if I just curl this?
I think the.
It
well,
need to be shorter.
Doesn't
find
need
the picture
to get, like,
not short. Do what you need to go back to Dom and do exactly what he gave you.
Yeah.
But he also needs to give you a tutorial that you have to actually listen to.
Yeah.
Because you do the rope curls and that's not good for a short layer in the front.
No.
You can still do it, but then you have to restyle.
Do the front.
And you might need a Dyson. Like, I think you actually could do really well with the Dyson Airwrap because it's like
the curtain bang
fast, efficient, and curtain bangy.
Okay, I'm into it. I'll try to do it.
Yeah, you do look great in a curtain
Just
bang.
Don't go crazy. Don't go do like a budget haircut and get a freaking real bang. Just promise me.
I won't.
You'll regret that. Okay. Yep. Well, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
no.
I'm so excited that you said X Factor. So I love the Armchair Expert podcast. There's no mystery. I really like it. I fell off for a little bit because I was like not interested in a lot of the people they had on. But then Scarlett Johansson was on their podcast recently. And I just want to say, listen, she's of a different generation. She has been programmed to be the media trained beauty that she is. She probably wouldn't be as successful as she is now if she hadn't been so beautifully media trained as a young person.
Mm-hmm. And did she come from money or was she self-made? Do we know?
I don't think she came from money. I think she started young though. Like she started acting young.
Right.
Because she was in like Lost in Translation.
Oh God. Yeah.
Like teenager.
Yeah.
She grew up in Manhattan. That I do know. But anyways, she super talented, beautiful, whatever. And Dax starts talking about like how there's a few people in Hollywood that just have that X factor. Like you can have a really talented person in Hollywood, but they don't have that thing, or a really beautiful person in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And they're just like missing that like joie de vivre or whatever.
Yes.
And he mentioned to her like that she had the X factor. It was really nice. It was like, and I agree, she has that thing that people are really drawn to her. Mm-hmm. And I just was really rubbed the wrong way because she was like, what is the X factor? Like her reaction was, she was like, what do you mean by X factor?
Isn't that the point of like what that X factor? It's like you can't quantify it.
Yeah. But I'm also like, she asked the question as if she learned the English language 6 months ago and that she,
this is not the first time she's heard X factor,
especially about herself
called X Factor.
Yeah. And so I think it was her attempt at coming across
like humble.
Yeah. Humble. And I get it. I don't know what you respond to with like, I think the appropriate response would have been like, I mean, thank God, you know, I'm very flattered. You think that I have no idea what you see and I have no idea what people see, but like, thank God it's come, you know, whatever, like it's helped my career, whatever it is. I just like, I think I'm not the only person. Cause there's a lot of people who listen to this that listen to Armchair Expert. And anytime I talk about it, I always get like people DMing me being like, oh my gosh, I know this is, but it was something that like, I really appreciated the Lady Gang for because there are no heirs. There are no heirs. It's like, yes, we're a different type of person. She's a fucking massive mega movie star celebrity, but I just didn't appreciate the like fake naivete.
Fake. Yes.
That's it.
I just saw a TikTok this girl did that was literally talking about that, but she was calling it the sauce. And she was like, there are just some women, it was men and women that just like, they just have the sauce. And I was watching the video of people that don't have, that she was saying that don't have the sauce. Like, and she was like a Kendall Jenner, a Hailey Bieber, like people that are just so gorgeous and had it so easy that they didn't have to develop kind of this, they didn't have to like develop the sauce to get them anywhere. It's like you kind of just like walk easy through life, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or rich as hell.
Speaking of the sauce, that actually is good for my good week.
Wow. Because I'm, you know, so good at your transitions.
Damn. Thank you so much. You know who has the sauce? Selena motherfucking Gomez. You guys, I watched the documentary on my flight to one of our cities. I was crying within the first 5 minutes. I just think she is, first of all, to do this documentary, it's really incredible because you look at people, it's not like us coming back to the Lady Gang. Like we have no heirs. We can't afford to, like our paychecks depend on us being real. She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the press. She really doesn't need, and she's going to be one of those people who's like good for life.
Yeah.
But the fact that she did this documentary and opened up about her mental health, her diagnosis with bipolar disorder, it was so well done. And I've been sleeping on Selena Gomez this whole time. I've never been like I never understood it. I just assumed she was like one of those Disney kids who was a little bit like vanilla and lacked personality, and she is quite the opposite. She's very dynamic. She's very sweet. Like they go to her hometown, and And yes, I know people are going to be like, there's cameras and she knows she's being documented. You can't really fake, like, she's very genuine. It's not put on. Like, I think there were moments of like other celebrities' documentaries where you're like, oh, this is for the sake of the camera and people are going to go back and, you know, be their real selves. I felt like it was very real. And so I don't know what they call themselves. They're Selena Gomez fans, but,
Selenators or something.
They are.
Yeah.
Selenators.
Yeah. Selenators or something.
Yeah. Selenators maybe.
Okay. Well, that's what I am. So I'd like to go next.
I always appreciate it when, especially these Disney stars, show like the real parts of their lives, because I feel like that has to be so hard. You were raised since you were like a little child to be this like perfect put together person. Mm-hmm. And it has to be so terrifying to have everybody watch you thinking you are just like this untouchable, like wonderful being. And that's tough, especially for somebody like her. I mean, they're all struggling with so much shit.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen a lot of the clips and, it does seem really raw, and it like doesn't paint her in the best light in the world either. And that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, there were scenes in there that I was like, this for my documentary would not make it.
Yeah, she was incredible. She was really, it was really, I don't know what I want to say.
No, super great. Powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go next. Okay. So yesterday I got Morpheus and a Cool Peel done. I got it done at Glow Bar in Orange County. They're amazing. And it was great. Like, I've never gotten it before. I guess it's microneedling and
radio frequency
at the same time, but it goes like really, really deep into your skin. So I got numbed and they're like gonna start it and they're like, oh, and we also have this laughing gas. And I was
I love it so much.
I've never gotten laughing gas while I've gotten a procedure done before. And I was like, can I drive after this?
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, it like goes away instantly. I've like never, this has never happened to me before. So I go to like put the laughing gas in. That shit fucks you up.
What does it feel like?
It's incredible. Literally, I did a 3-pack, not a Morpheus, but a different one. And they gave me a laughing gas. And I got so excited about going to have the laughing gas. I was like, swear to God, I was like Michael Jackson with like the
propofol or whatever.
I was like, I can't wait to suck on this.
I know.
It takes you to
another dimension.
Another dimension, but you're super happy. You're not worried. You have no ability to think of yourself as like yourself. You're just do like songs come into your mind, colors.
Dude, I was spinning. I think I made the mistake by keeping my eyes closed while she was doing my neck, because then it really sent me. Like I felt like I thought it was like in a,
like on mushrooms?
Dance club.
No, it's not scary, and it doesn't.
Kind of, mushrooms aren't scary. They make you feel like happy.
It's not kind of thoughtful. Like when you're going it's kind of like when you're going under anesthesia or like coming out of anesthesia, where you're just like really f-ing loopy and like you do it yourself. Like you put it in and out of your, like if you're feeling like too f-ed up, you can like take it out of your mouth. But it works. I took it out cause I was like talking to the girl while she was doing it, and it like affects you immediately. So once I took it out, like 5 seconds later, I was like, oh my God.
It's so painful.
Dude, Morpheus is so painful. It feels like you're getting staple gunned in your face.
It's so bad.
It was insane.
I did my pack of three without laughing gas. And I was like, this is the most awful feeling. And you're numbed, awful. But it can't numb that deep or something. Cause it was truly the most painful thing.
No, it like literally feels like a staple gun. It was anyways, but so go to a place that has laughing gas.
Well, good to know.
My bad week is, so I'm getting this done, and then she's like, I'm going to send you a link to like the aftercare instructions so you can like figure out what you're doing. So I'm reading this like right after I get it done. And they also had the pre-care instructions. And
didn't do the pre-care.
As a timeline, I got this done the day that we came back from after the Denver show, right? So, we were taking many shots that all of our lovely listeners bought us. So here are the pre-care instructions. It says, avoid all blood thinning medications for 2 weeks prior to your appointment. Okay, I was chomping on not Adderall. That was the weekend before. I was chomping on Advil because we were so hungover. Avoid alcohol for 24 hours prior to your appointment. Don't drink caffeine the morning of your appointment. appointment. Alcohol and caffeine increase the risk of bruising and bleeding. I'd also just drank a venti Americano.
Oh my God.
Avoid tanning and spray tans for 2 weeks prior to your appointment. We know I love a spray tan. Discontinue topical agents that may cause increased skin sensitivity, like retinols, exfoliants, acids, aka all of the things that I use on my skin every single day. So those were the pre-care instructions.
Oh my God, Jack.
Didn't follow a single one of them.
Well, you look great.
So I'm definitely swollen, but like, yeah. I thought I was going to be worse. I was like, whoopsies.
It really works too.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it works for sure.
I did that cool peel. I just have a quick question about the cool peel.
Yeah.
Is that, did that not make you so, so, so red today? Like, I can't really tell in your face, because I did it and it was like, that was the most aggressive after I've ever had.
I think I have a Zoom like beauty filter thing on right now. Okay. So you can't like see it. I'm very red and very sandpapery and swollen.
Okay. Got it.
So.
Wow, that's a good filter. Okay. I have a good week. Another one of our secrets from the book has come forward.
I received a
Instagram to the Lady Gang account. Vagina Fly Trap is naming names.
She said,
I just got the book. I'm reading it. And I wanted you to know that I am Vagina Fly Trap. Vagina Fly Trap is me. So this is a woman who had a big itch in her vulva and she couldn't figure out what it was. And eventually she went down and realized that it was a dead fly. And we have discussed at length, how did the fly get there? How long was it there? Anyway, I checked out her, her Instagram, super normal family lady, like very cute. And like,
what were you expecting?
I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, well, maybe she, I don't know. I don't know.
Did she know how she got it caught up there?
I didn't actually follow up, but I will if you guys are interested.
Yeah. I want to follow up.
Yeah. That was the biggest question I had from that essay, was like, there had to have been a moment, or at least she must have some idea of how the fly got up there.
Like, was she in the forest? I don't know.
I want her to know that we read her story aloud at many Lady Gang shows.
Many shows. It was a hot level.
It was. And obviously, if you don't have the book yet, there is a little cartoon drawing of the fly getting stuck up the vagina that I'm very proud of.
That's wonderful.
Yep. Okay. My bad week is so stupid. This is so stupid. This is classic fucking Kelty.
Okay.
This is the stupidest thing you're going to hear all week long. Get ready. You guys know I love my house and you know that I have a driveway from hell. So you can't see my front door from the street. You have to drive up the driveway from hell, which when you're living in a house is lovely. No one fucking bothers me. I don't hear people walking by. Like, I feel very safe. I'm like the king of the castle. But now it's the holiday season and I don't have a good door for a wreath.
Put on your gate.
Why not? You have a big wooden door. What are you talking about?
No one's going to see my wreath.
Oh, you want people to see it.
I mean, it just doesn't, like, it's not a good festive holiday.
You can really dress up that gate and the wall that goes up to your driveway.
Yeah. Dude, some lights.
You could probably write ho, ho, ho out of lights up your freaking wall.
That's right. And you can see your whole driveway from the road. You could be super festive.
Wonderful canvas for Christmas.
I mean, it's not Pinterest like where normally are. Like, I don't know. But I guess I could get a wreath for the gate. You're right.
There's so many beautiful wreaths
these days.
I know. They really are so gorgeous.
I want to be festive and have the arch. Anyway. Okay. When we come back, we're very excited to be here today because it's award season here at the Lady Gang. It's award season. Put your Spanx on, put your glittery gown on. We are time to give out the ladies awards, the best things that existed in 2022. When we come back, we're giving out the awards.
Have you heard that lifestyle brand Travis Matthew has launched their first ever women's line just in time for the holidays? Find perfect gifts for your friends, your mom, your sister, or maybe a few items for yourself. Crafted with elevated and intentional style, Travis Matthew is known for their incredibly soft and comfortable fabrics, and the women's line is no exception. Each product is created with attention to detail for an intuitive fit and soft, lightweight feel. Like the Cloud Collection, for example. The Cloud Collection is the ultimate in soft comfort. Choose from shorts, joggers, hoodies, and more, each intentionally created for ultimate style. For the woman on the go, Travis Matthew's women's line is designed for ease, easy to care for and easy to wear. From hanging out with friends to the morning commute, a thoughtfully crafted fit across versatile styles provides confidence and comfort day in and day out. In Travis Matthew, truly anyone and everyone can look great and feel great. Visit travismatthew.com/women and take 20% off your order with code LADY20. That's 20% off your entire order at TRAVISMATHEW.com/women with code LADY20.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Vegamore. Now that I'm back on television, woohoo! I'm getting my hair done every day, and I'm trying to keep it long and healthy and shiny, but the hairspray, the combs, the heat, all of those things are really, really bad and really make your hair not grow. Essentially, it just breaks off before it can grow. And that's why we love here at Lady Gang, Vegamore. Vegamore transformed my hair. They have a holistic approach to hair health. It uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. With help from Vegamore, you can get healthy, beautiful looking hair without the use of harsh chemicals. All of their products are cruelty free and never contain parabens or hormones. That's huge. You've heard us talking all year about what you put on your skin, what you put on your scalp seeps into your life. And this is a clean beauty product, which I love. Vegamore is something for everyone looking to improve their hair. They have the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit, which is amazing. And it doesn't weigh down your hair like a lot of other growth products do. I love the shampoo. I love the conditioner. And there's no risk when you try them because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. With 91% of customers saying they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months. Don't let damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore. Go to Vegamore.com/lady and use our code LADY to save 20% on your first order. That's Vegamore, Vegamore.com/lady. Code LADY to save 20% at Vegamore.com/lady.
I need all the extra energy I can get this holiday season, and that is why I have been drinking Spark. It's Advocare's best-selling energy drink mix and my go-to for extra energy and focus this time of year, and I know you need some too. Spark is just the right amount of caffeine I need for busy days, B vitamins to support my body's natural ability to make and sustain its own energy, and neuroactive ingredients to keep me focused and alert. I love this mandarin orange flavor, but they've got a lot of flavors, and it's a great gift for givers and receivers this holiday. So grab a bag of Spark for someone on your list or treat yourself this season because we all know we're going to be traveling with family out of our routine and needing lots of energy. So go to advocare.com/lady, get 15% off your first order when you shop advocare.com/lady today. That's advocare, advocare.com/lady today.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
All right, we're back. It is time for the late. I like to call them the ladies.
Mm. The ladies, I like that.
Like, I don't think that is actually, because I feel like other podcasts do their like yearly best of the year.
Speaking of things that Lady Gang is doing, there were people at the most recent VIP show, the show for VIP. I can't speak. Anyways. People at VIP at the last show had said to us they want to do the Lady Gang cruise. Walk.
The cruise, the lady walk. Yeah.
But the Lady Walk for sure, where we raise money for a charity. We basically just walk, I don't know, a 5K with cocktails, and every stop you get like, or every mile you get like a new cocktail.
Yes.
I think this could be really incredible, and I am willing to take on for my job of 2023 to investigate ways in which we may be able to do an inaugural lady walk.
Do you just walk on your own in your own area?
It's a walk tail.
Like, is this like we all have to go to New York to run the New York City Marathon, or we're running the New York City Marathon here in Sherman Oaks?
I think it needs to happen probably in LA.
Oh,
because we have a lot of lady gangers in California.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if people want to do their own, they can join us on that day
online,
their own cities. Yeah. But I think we should do, it needs to be like an actual thing because we need to set up like at every
the
cocktail station. We should probably get some liquor sponsors.
Yep.
But we could have hot bartenders, like hot guys.
Ooh,
handing out the
guys.
Drinks. The shirtless guys.
Chippendales.
So yeah, I'm excited for this. I think we could probably pull this off.
I think it's a great idea. And I think the ladies will show up for sure. Especially if we make it like a thing.
Yeah. And I love to walk. Okay.
A walk.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, you can drink while you're doing, I love any activity you can drink during it. And we're raising money for a good cause. We don't know which one it is yet, but like, I think that it's all the things that we love
yeah.
in one place.
I love it.
Me too.
It's great.
Me too.
All right. It's time for the best of the list of the awards that Lady Gang gives out. We are going to begin with something easy. Best movie of the year.
This was my hardest one.
Me too.
Because I have watched, I went back on all of my things, my Netflix, my Prime, my whatever. I'm like, what the f*** did I watch this year? I have watched two movies that I can think of, and I'm pretty sure that's right. I watched Top Gun, but that was a 2021 movie, but I watched it in 2022. I think so.
I think it was 2022.
Or I don't really?
Know. Why would I know?
Anyways, I watched that. Wonderful movie. But then I also watched Mac and Rita on Prime Video. It's Diane Keaton's movie.
Oh my gosh.
And she essentially takes over a young woman's body and is playing a young woman as Diane Keaton. Let me tell you something.
Whoa, meta.
Was it the caliber of other movies Diane does? Certainly not. But did I have a wonderful time laying in my bed, eating snacks, watching this? I sure did. So you know what? It's maybe not award-winning in any other venue except the Lady Gang, but it's called Mac and Rita.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. I watched the same thing. I think movies are out. I can tell you,
guys, I don't think I watched a single movie this year. I get like stressed. I don't know what this is. Sometimes it's with new shows too. Like I have anxiety about watching something new. Like it gives me like,
me too.
I have to be in the right mindset.
This is how I am with music. This is what it is.
That's how I am with movies. I'm like, it's too much of a commitment. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna, I don't know. It's just, it's anxiety. It's so bizarre. So I haven't watched any.
Exactly what you mean.
Well, there's movies that I wanted to see. Like, I loved Where the Crawdads Sing, the book. And I was like, oh, I should go see that in the movie theater. And then I didn't. Like, I just have driven by the billboards of movies I wanted to see. For movies at home, I did watch some documentaries. Like, I watched Halftime, the J-Lo documentary, which was really cool. So I watched a couple documentaries. But I'm actually breaking my own rules because this is supposed to be a positive list of the best of the year. I'm going to tell you about a movie I saw that was garbage.
Yes.
Lyle Crocodile. Nope. I took my niece and nephew to Lyle Crocodile. That's, I know that it's based on some best-selling children's book. Let me just tell you, everything about it was awful. First of all, Shawn Mendes was so miscast. He has a tiny little voice.
Is it a cartoon or is it a...
It's a real people plus CGI cartoons, like where the humans are real, but the crocodile is CGI. And Shawn Mendes is the crocodile. His voice is way too high for a crocodile. Mm. It does not make sense. You have this crocodile who's then like... Nah! Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. The crocodile's not sexy at all. Like, there should have been a nod to Shawn Mendes' sexiness.
In a children's movie?
A sexy crocodile.
You know those movies, like, you know, Pixar does a good job of being like, this is a movie for children, but also, like, it's going to make the adults think.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was just fucking stupid. And the whole time, there's so many songs that we didn't need. It was clear that you're trying to win an Oscar with one of your 900 songs we didn't need, La La Crocodile. I hated the whole thing. And I got up and I, you know, finished the movie and I walked out with my niece and nephew and I was like, what did you think? And they're like, oh, it's great. And I was like, fucking kids.
Like, well, you're wrong.
It was horrible.
You know what's really sad, Kelty, is that's going to be your last rant about you're not going to be able to, with your new job, talk shit on any movies, TV shows, music. Like,
I don't know. I think I am still going to. Okay. Show. I know that we're still watching our shows. So what was your show of the year?
I have my answer for this. Well, I watch a lot of documentaries, like true crime documentaries, but, my favorite show of the year was Severance. I think, did you either of you guys watch it?
No,
it's on my list.
Oh, you have to watch it.
Okay.
It is so good. I realized when, like recently, because, you know, Jared and I watch a lot of the same shows, but some different shows. And I realized I need to, like, what really pulls me in to a drama is something being really f***ed up and weird and, like, maybe a little bit, what word am I looking for? Not sci-fi, a little, not reality.
Lyle Crocodile.
Like a little, not supernatural, but like something weird going on. Like whether that be like, if it's like ghosts. Haunted or if there's like a supernatural, something like that. But Severance was so good. It's like you're like filled with so much dread watching it every single episode, and you don't know why. And there's a lot of mystery, and you don't know what's going on below the surface. And I just love it. It was like it leaves you on the biggest cliffhanger that I've ever seen in a show in my life. Ooh. Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah. And I love it. They're filming season two right now. I just found out, so I cannot wait. That's highly amazing. Recommend. Yeah.
Wow, I need to watch it.
It's so good.
Mine. Because I didn't watch any like new series because I watch pretty much just Housewives exclusively.
Right.
Unfortunately, they didn't kick off any new cities that I could include in here this year. But I did watch.
You didn't watch Dubai, right? I tried. I couldn't get into it.
I could not get into Dubai. It was so boring.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I watched Anatomy of a Scandal with Sienna Miller this year.
Oh.
And I liked it because it reminded me a lot of like the Nicole Kidman show that we were all watching during COVID.
Little Eyes?
No, her other one, The Undoing. Yeah.
Oh, so
like,
good.
There's something about, like, I like that genre. So in the first episode, I'm not like spoiling anything, but Sienna Miller plays the wife of, I think he's the prime minister. It's been a while since I watched it. But anyways, I like it when she looks gorgeous. She is so pretty. The way that they dress her is just so chic. I can't get over it. Like everything she wore, she just looked amazing. So I really liked watching her. But then it's also like scandalous. Obviously, the scandal's in the title. It's juicy, but it's not scary. You don't know what's going on, but it's not like a suspense thing. So I don't know. It's like good viewing, you know?
What's it called again? Anatomy of a Scandal?
Anatomy of a Scandal. Yeah, it's good. She wins with best wardrobe along with Naomi Watts in The Watcher.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Her clothes were so good. She was like always wearing cream.
I know. Yeah. My show of the year is going to be a shock to no one, Shantaram. It's here. Now, let me just tell you the story behind Shantaram. It has taken almost 12 years for this show to come out. It has had multiple directors, multiple stars. It's been optioned a bunch of times. As everyone knows, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's on Apple TV. Favorite books, sorry. And it's on Apple TV. There are only 5 episodes out right now. I watched the first. I loved it so much, I watched the first 3 episodes twice.
Wow. So you liked it.
I love it.
You just never know when they turn a movie into or a book into a movie.
Well, there are things that are different, and they've shifted the storyline of when things happen to kind of like keep it moving. And there's some things that are happening in the show that like just didn't happen in the movie. But the core of Lindsay Ford, Charlie Hunnam, the core of who he is and his character.
He's
the star. Yeah. So the story is basically like he was a drug addict and robbed a bank and just wanted to rob a bank, but ended up killing a guy, and him and his friend killed a guy. And so he gets caught and he goes to jail, but he won't tell on his friend. So then he's like, well, they're going to kill me in here. So he escapes the jail and then he goes on the run and he goes to Bombay on a fake passport. And so now he's like hiding. Oh no, that's literally just the beginning. Okay. So then this is like his whole life in Bombay, and it's crazy, and it's so colorful, and it's just so good. Anyway, it's a real, like, you have to really sit down and listen. You can't be like also shopping while watching it. You have to fully, like, it's not one of those shows. Like, you have to really watch because there's a lot of detail and they speak very quickly and all that stuff. But anyway, it's amazing.
Oh, I will watch Charlie Hunnam, one of my faves.
He's so fucking hot. My God.
You know, you said Charlie Hunnam, and I just reminded me of the time that he turned down 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
And I remember hearing about that, being like, he's an idiot, because every actor is, well, I, in my mind, because I'm an actor that's desperate, but I'm like, in my mind, you're an idiot to turn down like the most anticipated project coming. And it's like all these things that you would think on paper are amazing. And I'm like, of course Charlie Hunnam turns it down. And of course his career is probably better now that he turned it down. But that's like one of those times where I'm like, ugh, I don't have that kind of.
Did he say why he turned it down? Is it just because it was like cheesy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he said and it's it was like
not taken seriously.
Oh, was it scheduling? Oh, maybe.
I mean, he said scheduling, but that usually means he just wanted out of it. But what's the guy that was the
Jamie Dornan
or whatever? Doing? Nothing.
I don't know. I'm sure he's still working. You know what I mean? I don't think that any of these things are like a nail in the coffin for actors' careers like they used to be, because it was like, you know, a slew of bad movies and then people don't whatever. But I just, I'm like, I want that confidence in myself. If with anything, not just career right. stuff, like where you can turn down something that is so appealing, like Shawn Mendes turning down Lyle Crocodile,
like just be like, you know what, I'm good.
Yeah, like what does that feel like? I just want to know.
I don't know. I can't even turn down an Instagram ad. I'm like, I need that money. Like,
yeah, I can't even turn down that. I loved, you know,
the confidence of a white man. You know,
must be amazing. Nice.
Okay, favorite book of the year.
I read one book this year. Cool. it's called Three Body Problem. It was fucking amazing. They're making it into a show. I think it's coming out on Netflix. But it's a Chinese sci-fi story. Mm-hmm. And it was intense and amazing. It's part of a series. I started reading the next book. I'm so excited for the show to come out.
Mine was Jeanette McCurdy's memoir.
It's on my list too.
I'm glad my mom died. I listened to it and it's another kind of in the same vein of Selena Gomez. Like it's just really incredible to see somebody be so vulnerable and so honest. So I liked that. And then The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I wasn't sure if that came out in 2022, but I feel like
I think it's older, but it doesn't matter. It's still great.
Yeah. It's a wonderful fiction.
Talk about
read.
That book anytime.
Yeah.
Okay. So my book, first of all, I want to actually say the worst book that I read, because I read so many books. I think
I love your
fine.
Worst
it's
list.
Exciting.
I feel like we should have just done the worst.
I know it's supposed to be the awards, but I just want to because Jack, I would have thought you would have read this. So Joe Troman, who was in Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, I know he came out with a book.
What?
Why would I read that?
Because it's a emo. Musician memoir. Like I don't know. You were really excited to go to the music festival while those bands were playing.
I don't like it that much, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, he wrote a book that was like, I love a musician memoir. I also read the Dave Grohl book, which was like insane. And he's
love him so much.
And Joe wrote this book that like I wanted to love it so much because I was like, I'm rooting for you. Like the kind of guy who no one knows your name and a huge band. It was written like as if he sat down and literally took a voice note.
Oh no.
And then just printed the voice note. And I like, even for me who is, I would write a book that way. Yeah. Like it was like, it did not make sense. He barely talked about Fall Out Boy. He barely talked about his life on the road or like,
what
and
was he talking about?
The stories. He was talking about like his family. Like it was like, I'm sorry. And Joe, I mean this with all the love of my heart, but like when I go to you and ask you to write a book, I'm not actually wanting you to write about your crazy aunt. I want you to write about being at the VMAs with Britney Spears. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that is what I want. I want the inside stories of your fame. I'm not interested in the cornfield. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, that's so weird. I know. I got a few invites for that book.
Oh, you did? People are like, you need to do it?
No. Just like to receive.
And you were like, no, I'm good?
Yeah.
I would skip for sure. I read a bunch of really good books this year and I'm really excited, even though we're behind right now, that we launched the Lady Gang Book Club. But I think the book that I liked the most was a book called Good Morning Monster. It's by an author named Catherine Gildner. And she had four different patients. She's a psychiatrist. She had four different patients and she talked about the stories of like their big traumas and then how she helped them overcome them. And I don't know, it just was like at this point in my life where I was just like looking for hope. And it was very, very helpful. I also want to just shout out our friend Danny Pellegrino because he had his book, How Do I Unremember This?
Yes.
It was so good. for a light beach read, it was like incredible. Oh, and then the last book that I thought was so excellent was Selma Blair's Mean Baby, her memoir. Like, that's a memoir. I want to know what it's like to be on the set of Cruel Intentions with Ryan Phillippe. And, you know, like, anyway, she really
give the people what they want, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Best app of the year.
Let me look at my
For me, MyFlow. Because there's a lot of period trackers out there. You know, there's a lot. I used Flow for a little bit. And then I think they started trying to charge me. I'm like, to write down when I get my period.
Boy, I'll do it on my fucking calendar.
Yeah. So now I have a notes. I had like a note section of like day one of period. Like, that's so annoying. But like, yeah, I'm not paying. But that's like also, I don't know if that's right attitude to have. But anyways, my Flow is Elisa Vitti. And she is this like wizard, period wizard whisperer. She's written two books about it. And she's the one who does like cycle syncing. And the app is free. Granted, you can do like the membership too, where you, if you want to get into like the nitty gritty of it all, you can. But what I love about this is that it tells you each cycle that you're in during your period. Like right now, I open my app and it goes, you're in the luteal phase. And so then you have all these different things where it's like food, exercise, love, focus, and hormones, where it really breaks down, like right now, food focus, fill up on raw veggies for fiber and fruit to ensure your body easily metabolizes and eliminates any estrogen surplus. So stick to lighter grains like quinoa and corn. That's helpful for me because it's the reason I get such sore boobies in this like beginning of my period is because the estrogen is not being like, it's like an overload of estrogen or whatever.
Yeah.
So just knowing like, and the types of exercise that are good, like right now you have a lot of energy, so you can go to a soul cycle, but then there's other phases where it's like, don't push yourself to be a psycho and run today. Just do an easy yoga class. That's what your body's craving hormonally. I think that this is something, this app is just really well done. It's really fucking cool. And I think it's also just encouraging women to get a little bit more into the know of what their bodies are doing during their periods.
I love that.
I love it.
Jack? I will switch gears. I mean, the app that I've used the most this year is Redfin, trying to find a goddamn house, but it hasn't been useful. But an app that I love is Citizen. And I think it only exists in a few different cities, but it's basically like...
I can't believe you like this app.
I mean, I don't... It's not like it brings me joy, but it definitely brings me entertainment sometimes. So basically what it is, it exists in LA. I don't know where else it does, but it tells you what's going on in your neighborhood when it comes to
crime.
So it'll be like naked man with a machete running down Abbott Kinney right now. And then
of course you would like this.
Always a machete involved.
Always a machete. And, but then people can upload like photos and videos in it in real time. So you can see that naked man running down Abbott Kinney with a machete, like in a video that Joe that lives down the street just filmed. So I really have enjoyed that app unless something happens that's a little bit too close to home.
But yeah, then you're on the west side. It's like it happens. It must be every 3 minutes you're getting a notification.
I mean, it's not a great app for anybody in LA to have because LA is not great right now. But I do want to enjoy it for a few lulls sometimes. And then my other app that I really like is called Skyview, and it basically shows you the constellations in the sky. So when I go camping or if we're like somewhere that doesn't have a lot of ambient light, it's like really fun to look up in the sky and see where everything is and see where Jupiter is and stuff like that. Jared's a huge space nerd, so he loves it. Those are mine.
Love the James Webb telescope. Okay. Mine is an app called Shuffles. I actually found it because one of our OGs, Sabrina, was using it on TikTok, and I was like, how are you making these things? And she was like, oh, I got into Shuffles. So Pinterest made this app, and it's invite only. It's like in, you know, like you apply to be in it and they're not data or whatever. They're not letting everyone in beta. Thank you. So I've always been obsessed with like that really cute look on Instagram or in social where they cut around the photo and they're all like layered on top of each other. And this is essentially like a an app that makes you like little collages. You can put like your five pictures and it automatically, based on where the light is, like cuts you out and you can move them and you could put stickers, you could put music. And we used it a couple times on the Lady Gang for like our shoes. And anyway, I'm excited to have a little more free time and play around with my shuffles. I know it's way too much work for something that no one will see, but I think it's really fun. And I have no actual artistic ability, right? Like I can't draw, I can't like graphically design something. And so this is like for absolute losers, and it's pretty fun.
I love absolute losers.
Yeah, the app for losers.
All right. When we come back, the rest of the Fabulous Lady Awards.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Chime. We've been talking a lot about how to set yourself up for a successful, financially healthy 2023 with saving goals and all of these things. That's why we're so excited to partner with Chime. With the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money. Chime reports your payments to credit bureaus to help you build your credit over time. So if you got in trouble in your 20s, you got your first credit card, you kind of screwed up, you maybe have a little bit of a problem getting good credit and then getting a great interest rate, this can really help you. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average, which is huge. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. So start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/lady. That's chime.com/lady. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Chime checking account, and a $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at a MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Lady Gang, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? Well, guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for your car insurance, and then they'll show you the variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. That's something that you'll want to press play on. To start with an easy quote, you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast, and it's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. Girls, what's the best ugly trend of the year?
My time to shine.
Jack, take it away.
I mean, I just feel like the trends are finally catching up to what I've always wore and loved. The wide leg pant, a big cargo pant. Mm. I'd have to search far and wide for one of these back in the day because I've always loved a wide leg. It's just, it works on my body the best. I feel the most comfortable in it. I don't like pants that are tight around my legs. It gives me claustrophobia. So I'm really happy that this is available for me now. And then also the chunky shoe. I've been wearing these forever. And finally, they're more available. They're cheaper. Usually you could only get like a Balenciaga. So it's been very nice for me to like get some affordable versions of the things that I've always loved forever. And a croc. I got a platform croc. I have them in white and black. They're great.
A platform croc?
Yeah.
How are you styling those?
Well, I got a pair of black ones for when we were Young Fest, and I got spiked gibbets, like metal spiked gibbets to put on them.
What, you know, is
like
a that's, gibbet?
It's what you put in the little holes. Like, so you could do
of the croc. Okay.
Like the little stamps or whatever that you can do, but they have like the punk silver spikes. So I made spiked crocs to wear specifically for when we were Young Fest, and I love them. But then I had to throw them away when I flew back because I feel like they wouldn't really make it back through in TSA because they probably think it was a weapon.
Interesting.
So, you know, I'm having a core memory. My grandpa used to make me a suit with gibbets in it.
With like
giblets?
Studs?
The soup?
Like gibbets are trademarked like, for crocs. They're literally for crocs. Are you just talking about
a giblet?
Is a giblet. Thank you.
What's a giblet? Is that like a piece of chicken?
I think it's so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
food. Mine is the claw clips, like the big claws, because I really appreciate it. because it doesn't leave a dent in the hair. But if you mm-hmm. want your hair to be up and out of the way, it's a really mm-hmm. nice thing to do. And with a child that's constantly pulling your hair, mm-hmm. like if I'm going out to dinner later and I have my hair done, but I don't want my kid pulling it out, I put it in the little claw and I can even go out in public wearing it now. And mm-hmm. people don't really notice or care. Mm-hmm. And I noticed at the Lady Gang shows, I think it was the LA show, I was like, oh, another one of the things that, like, similarly to Jack, something that I've been wearing forever that is finally catching on is the blazer. There were so many girls in blazers, and I'm so happy that menswear is, like, a thing now because the options are endless, and it's really just been my aesthetic this whole time.
I mean, I think that there were blazers there because they were trying to copy your look. I think that 100%. That's why they're there.
Well, yeah. I think it's a combo. I think that it's, like...
The pink blazer was... Yeah. With the Lady Gang tee. There was lots of gals that did that. But yeah, in general, like just like a men's blazer. I love it too.
All the brands are doing it now. Like Zara always has like a great blazer or suit, whatever. So yeah, I love it.
I love it too.
Ugly trend. So in the late 1900s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. All of my favorite R&B groups, like SWV, Destiny's Child, you know, they all... Salt and Pepper, like they all brought in that like brown lip liner mm-hmm. with a frost gloss lip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it has a different realm, but like that's where I remember seeing it for the first time. So then Hailey Bieber has pretended like she invented it, which is obviously not true. But it is so actually ugly. Like when what you're doing the brown lip liner mm-hmm. and then putting the nude concealer lip in and then a gloss on it. But hot damn, I feel sexy when I have it on. Like I'll put it on. It's too much. It looks fucking ridiculous. And then I'll take a picture and I was like, no, I'm a fucking gamecock. I'm beautiful. I'm amazing. And
what
so
is a gamecock?
I don't know. But it's just like the brown overlined brown with the nude coffee bean. I think like the Revlon lipstick I wore in the 90s was called Frosted Brownie. Like it is that it's back, and that is the lip that looks best on me.
Is gamecock the new sexy mature?
Just giving you gamecock, like like I'm just game, ready.
Can I show you what a gamecock is?
Football.
Oh, well, it's a whatchamacallit for a football team.
A mascot.
Mascot. But
what exactly is a gamecock?
It is a bird.
It's a bitch who knows she looks good.
Yeah.
A rooster of the domestic chicken trained for fighting. You are kind of like a gamecock.
It's giving gamecock.
That is so funny.
it's giving gamecock.
Okay, best song of the year.
So I'm upset because TikTok has ruined pop music. So every song that I hear that I'm like, oh, like Hound Dog, I fucking loved that song when it came on my Spotify.
Right.
But then if you spend any time on TikTok, it's just fucking ruined for you. It's like being tortured with choruses, catchy pop choruses. Mm-hmm. So fuck you pop music because no, not fuck you TikTok for ruining pop music for me.
Yeah.
So I'm turning to good old fashioned country music because I'm a Texas girl.
Mm, hell yeah.
And we recently saw Thomas Rhett, who I've always been like, I've respected Thomas Rhett a lot and I've always really liked his music. But then Capital One had this special thing for their cardholders where you could see Thomas Rhett's sound check. Oh. And I went with Zach and I was like, this will be cool. I love a sound check. I think it's so like I heard Lady Antebellum sound check at one point and I was like, this is just super exciting to hear. So Thomas Rhett's sound check, but he really just did like a full blown, like small, intimate little of all concert. Of his good songs. Yeah. And I really loved him. Like he told stories.
He's so good live too.
Yes.
So good.
So good. And so, his song this year, Country Again, and it's all about how he like went back to his roots because he was living in LA and he's like, I got to get back to my Georgia roots and like get back to Tennessee. And I was like, you know what, that's really thematic for my life. And he did it live and I just like, I'll always hear that song and think of him and Capital One Venture X.
Wow. Okay, so I'll go next. Number one, Loved You a Little by The Maine.
Yeah,
great song. Jamming it always. But speaking of TikTok, I found this guy on TikTok. His name is Talk. It's just T-A-L-K. Mm. And I think he's from like the Netherlands or something. And I there was, it wasn't, his song wasn't like a trend or anything. It was his TikTok that came up on my feed, and it was a video of him performing the song live, and it's called Runaway to Mars. And it is one of the most beautiful songs that I've probably ever heard in my life. It's so moving. The lyrics are so good. There's a space theme, Kelty, which is really great. And
space theme.
And he was just like he was just like trying to push his music on TikTok, like a really small artist. And I think that he blew up because now I'm hearing the song on the radio, like on K-Rock, which is amazing. And there was like a full circle moment because I got this DM from a girl, and because I had posted about it on Instagram being like, this song is so beautiful. Like, this guy is like amazing. And she's like, it's crazy because I started following him because you posted about him. And then I guess he was playing a show in LA and he was like, I want to fly a fan out that lives in the Netherlands. And she does. I think he's from the Netherlands. He's from somewhere. He flew her out to LA to come see him play a show. And she's like, the reason why is because I saw you post about him. And I was like, cool. It's such a cool full circle moment.
That's awesome.
He's so great. I think everybody should go listen to him. The song is, it's amazing.
Song of the year. We had a, you know, we had a new Matt Nathanson record this year. So it's German Cars by Matt Nathanson.
Which we actually thought was, there were a lot of hits in there.
It's a great song. I also,
is that the one where he says JV that I think is about me?
Yeah, it's about you. And yeah, that's the song of the year. And you know, I had Christina had a record, so it's hard for me to answer because I can't pick my favorite baby. But I did listen to a lot of the main. It's, I don't know a lot of lyrics, but I did, you know. And then the song that I probably like got the most pumped was like the Makeup Sex song by Black Bear and Machine Gun Kelly. Like when I need to work out, I put that on. I'm like, feel it when you fight, feel it when we're fuck yeah. I'm like, I don't know who I am anymore, but this is like a great song. So on that note, we want to know what the best of the year was for you. Yes. Head on over to our Instagram, send us a DM about some of these categories. Let us know. We're going to do some polls and we're really excited. And overall, it was a pretty good year. Oh, best book of the year. We didn't even mention ours, but that's fine. Live your life. Ha 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 ha. We will.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.